Shasta Daisy can bring back old memories for many gardeners today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
The flowers of Shasta Daisy have that classic daisy look. Brilliant white petals surrounding the bright golden yellow center that really shines in the garden. The flowers can be more than 5 inches in diameter, starting in late spring and continuing into the fall. Shasta Daisy can be up to 4 feet tall, but there are many fine selections in the 2 to 3 foot range. I've grown both Alaska and Becky in my home garden. Alaska is 3 feet tall and wide with 4-inch diameter flowers, while Becky is 30 inches tall and wide with 3.5-inch diameter flowers. A newer variety I'm really impressed with is Daisy May. This plant is only going to be 15 to 18 inches tall and about a foot wide. Daisy May's size is well suited for being grown in containers and should be a fantastic thriller plant. Shasta daisies perform best in the full sun and grown in well-drained and fertile soil. Mulch using pine needles to help preserve moisture and keep the soil cool. Shasta daisies are short-lived perennials, so divide the clumps every couple of years. Deadheading will keep the beautiful flowers coming. Known botanically as Leucanthemum ex superbum, Shasta daisy is a classic garden plant that is at home in the modern landscape as well as the cottage garden. Shasta daisy will attract butterflies and other insects and provide flowering enjoyment with their bright flowers all season long. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.